Introspective, inward-looking, self-examining, characterized by or given to introspection.
Welcome to the Introspective Podcast, your compass for internalizing the path towards optimal lifestyle design, business success, and mindful entrepreneurship with your host, Jake Anderson.
It has been a minute since I've done one of these solo episodes. Moment of introspection is what I've called them. I'm just going to call them a solo episode because it's, I don't know. I don't want to box myself into some particular, I guess, concept for my solos because I like to have that fluidness, that flexibility to be able to deliver really what's going on in my life that's working, things that aren't working. And that's the purpose of these solo episodes. It's just to kind of like give you a moment to see what I've been doing within my own journey that possibly could work for yours. And that's really all it is. Very simple. These are episodes that I'm trying to keep within like a 10 to 20 minute time frame and very to the point tactical type advice. So with that being said, I want to jump into today's episode where I talk about organizing my life. This is something I've been really pushing for, especially recently. I hit a mode where I started feeling overwhelmed. And anytime I start feeling overwhelmed, I first look at what can I eliminate? Because there's something attaching to me that is just unnecessary and it needs to go. It's probably just a distraction. There's probably some ego attached to it that's just unnecessary. So I look at that first. And then the second thing I do is I look at like, okay, well, what do I need to focus on? And how can I organize that in my life so it's streamlined? And when I go through that exercise, And the third thing is I implement. And once I do that and I organize, then I implement and get into some harmony. So whenever I go through that structure, it actually works out really well. I end up very quickly getting to a place of harmony and I don't feel overwhelmed anymore. It just the energy is there. And really that's the problem. I was listening to a podcast last night. It was with Tim Ferriss and he was talking about energy and your energy is sacrificed when you're disorganized. When you're disorganized, you're overwhelmed. It almost creates this like paralyzing effect on your productivity. You don't even know where to start. Like there's so many things around you. You don't even know which place to start. So he mentions that he said something, I can't remember exact quote, but something like that. He focuses more on protecting energy than protecting time. You always hear people talk about protecting time. You know, it's like, oh, you got to protect your time. There's a finite amount of time. You know, you can't create any more time. It's fixed. And while all that's true, what you do with your time is equally, if not more important. And that all comes back to energy. You know, think about days where you've had, you know, really productive days. You woke up, you were just firing on all cylinders. You went into the day and you look back on it like, wow, I got so much done. It's because your energy was on point. You know, if I could have every day be like that, imagine the possibilities, right? So protecting your energy is crucial to success. I mean, it is everything, in my opinion, to success. And today we're going to talk about organization because if you're organized, that's a way of protecting your energy. You know, when you're disorganized, you're just like in this paralyzed state and it's not fun. Nothing really gets done. You just kind of spin on that hamster wheel of overwhelm and it doesn't really do anything for you. So there are four tools that, and I'm just going to give you some, I'm not really going to get tactical here and kind of give you some framework on tools that you can use. And this is something I recently did because I was overwhelmed. I was in that paralyzing state and I said, okay, something has to be done. Did the elimination. I think I talked about that in the last moment of introspection where I was talking about trimming the fat. That was like the elimination phase. Like, okay, what just needs to go? Now we're in the organization phase where we think, okay, now this is what we have that does move the needle, that does need the focus. So how can we organize this in a way that's effective? And I'm going to go through actually four specific tools that I use every day. Couple of it's been shifted around, reorganized, so it's more optimized. And I'll talk about exactly what I did with within these particular tools to create that system for myself and for my, not just my business, it's actually for all aspects of my life. I like to integrate my business with my lifestyle. I like them both to be kind of a hand in hand thing. I don't really go exclusive with either one. Some people might find that to be weird. I find it to make sense because when I integrate it with my lifestyle, it becomes something that doesn't overwhelm me from the standpoint it feels like work, and it's something I enjoy, and I choose things to do that I enjoy that don't feel like work. So when it's integrated in that way, I'm a happier person, and that's why I do it. So with this organization framework, with these tools, same applies. Like, I use it for both lifestyle planning organization as well as business planning organization. Okay, here's the tools. The first one is, and if you're an Apple user, I use Notes. You can use Evernote. You can use, what's that one that my Microsoft, I can't think of the name of it. Anyway, there's one by Microsoft Office. You know what? What's the name of that thing? Now it's going to bother me. Microsoft. I'm going to to the Google Microsoft Office. You're probably like, I know what it is, Jake. Microsoft Office. What's the name of that Plat program that you can do all the notes on? OneNote. There you go. OneNote. Microsoft OneNote. That's another one too you can use. It doesn't really matter which one it is. I use Notes because this is what matters. It's whatever is the most accessible to you. Okay. I like Notes because it's very simple. I don't need any like crazy fancy stuff. I just need a place to like, it's at my fingertips. I can very quickly update notes. I can organize things very easily. And it doesn't need to be any more than that. If I need to share something, if I need to add, you know, it can do anything. I'm looking at it. I'm actually looking at it right now because I use this for my idea banks for my podcast. So I'll just give you an example. Anything like to-do list or copywriting or ideas or note-taking goes into Notes. So it's like simple. If I'm, you know, taking a walk down the street and like something hits me, or not down the street, I don't walk down the street, like that in my neighborhood, I, you know, walking down the sidewalks, I'm not like in the middle of the interstate or anything, just walking, taking notes, but it's anything that just hits me at those random moments during the day where I'm like, oh, that was a good idea. I need a place to put this right now. I don't want to like, it needs to be quick. I need to be able to open my phone, get to the app or get to the place and quickly throw it in there and move on. Like that's the kind of like, that's what it needs to be. So it needs to be that at your fingertips. So I use it for to-do list. For my podcast, I actually have, cause I'm looking at it right now. Cause anytime I do these solos, I just have it up just so I have something to reference just to keep me on track. I use it for my idea banks. So anytime I'm like, oh, you know what? That would be a great idea for a solo episode. Pull up my notes, go to the podcast folder, go to introspective idea bank, throw it in there. And then as I'm, you know, going throughout my day and something hits me, cause that's kind of how I work. I'm not sure if that's how you work. If you just kind of go through your day and like random things hit your mind at, you know, at times when you're kind of least prepared to document it, that's why the notes is so important. So I use it for that. Just for those quick updates. I also use it for my to-do list. And the reason I use it for my to-do list and not a separate app is because I want the least amount of apps possible for stuff. Like there's so many. I saw some post the other day. I was like, tell me what tech stack you use to run your business. And you just look at, and I saw people listen, it was like 12 different apps or 13 different apps. And it was so crazy. It's like, there's so many pieces of technology that we have to use to run our businesses that the more I can pare that down to just the smallest amount possible, I think the faster I can go using the same amount of energy. So, you know, I don't have some separate to-do list app. I just use Notes, and I have a folder. It's called Action. I'm just giving you another example here. It's called Action. I've got my weekly plan. I've got a page called Needle Movers, and like anything that moves the needle goes in there. I've got my bullshit list. Literally, it's the bullshit that I have to do. You know, just like I think I had on there, like file my taxes, right? It's not really moving the needle, but it's something I just have to do. And then I got stuff in the home. I got a list for the home, like what we're doing in the home, like getting the garage organized. We got a camping trip coming up, like anything internal in the home with family. And then I've got my parking lot, and the parking lot are like, these are cool ideas. This is something we definitely should consider doing at some point, but it's just not a good time right now. So let's put it in the parking lot. So that's how my action list is set up. And that's what I do. And it's very simple. I just literally like I'm looking at my weekly plan right now. I've got 9 a.m. to noon. I've got a couple of things lined up for that time frame. One of them is actually recording this episode, which I'm doing right now. And I set very tight boundaries around those particular blocks. I used to use Google Calendar for that. I used to put all that in my Google Calendar, and I might go back to that to some degree. But the thing was, it wasn't working for me. Like, it just wasn't, like, I never stuck to it. And I'm like, well, this obviously isn't working. I set these time blocks in here, and for some reason it just didn't work. And I can't really put my finger on it. I think it works really well for other people, but for me, it just didn't work. And when I have it just written down on like a notepad or note sheet, and it's not like in that calendar, like the only things that live in that calendar are meetings for me. Like, I don't put anything else other than meetings. I use this, and even all I really do is I just open it up and I look at it and I think, oh, okay, there's the meeting. I got these two meetings today. I gotta make sure I'm conscious of that when I'm planning out my day. And I think the reason it never worked for me, now that I'm thinking about just looking at it, is because it wasn't really like the way it was presented to me in the calendar format didn't trigger any kind of response. It was kind of there, but it never like put me in that alpha mode of implementation, where when it's in the notes, and this is kind of where all of my ideas and quick to the fingertip, you know, messaging or copy or whatever it is I'm putting in here, it all goes into this one place. I feel like I'm in that mode when I'm here versus when I'm in the calendar. I look at the calendar, see like what meetings I have lined up. You know, I don't look at my calendar to figure out what's my to-do list or what's my things that I need to get done today necessarily. If that makes sense. If it doesn't, then, you know, play around with it. That's all I got to say. Play around with it. But that's the first thing. I use notes, and it's for that at my fingertips updates. It's really quick. It's got to be quick. Use whatever makes sense for you. If it's Evernote, what have you. By the way, side note, I used to use Evernote, and then I kept seeing that people from like some like Russia or some foreign country, I think it was Russia or China or something like that, some random country kept trying to log in. And I was like, okay, good thing I don't have anything sensitive in here. It's just like random stuff. And I reached out to Evernote. I could never get it fixed. And I was like, so I just got rid of Evernote. Sorry, Evernote. I don't mean to put you down. I think it's a great software, but I was having like some security issues that were really concerning. And so I ended up getting rid of Evernote. If anybody ever responds, like, oh, you got to use Evernote. Like, I know there's a lot of big Evernote fans out there. And it's like, yeah, I agree. It's a great software, but I had security issues. So here I am using my Apple Notes, and it works just fine. Okay. Second tool, Google Drive. Google Drive, it's just for file storage. That's really it. But this is the thing. Google Drive can completely explode with disorganization if you don't put some kind of a cadence to how you organize your files. And what I mean by cadence is like, you know, I'll pull up my Google Drive right now. And I've gone through so many iterations of this. One thing I recently discovered is that you can color code the folders, which was like game changer status, because I'm really big on hierarchy of how I organize things. So like, I have purple folders for archives and reference material. I have red folders for like business organization, financial inputs and planning. All my green folders, that's my offer stuff. So I got all my stuff for Tripod in here, my bonuses, my clients, my launch, you know, program and trainings, my system trainings and assets, things I'm doing with the team and the VAs, and each of them have their own little folder in their own little spot. And then as I click on that folder, it kind of branches out into the areas I need to get to. And then I've got all my content folders are orange. So I got a folder for Introspective Podcast. That's where all my media goes for things that come in that are to be released and ones that have been released and where the assets you can find it, templates. And yeah, I mean, it's Google Drive. It's just where I store all my files. So, you know, and also spreadsheets, any important documents, trainings, things like that. And like I said, like the cadence and how you organize it. Speaking of cadence, here's a little trick here, a little tip, I guess, to leave with you on Google Drive. For like, especially like when I land on it, I'll give you an example. So everything has a number attached to it. So I got 0.0 underscore organization, 0.1 underscore financial, 0.2 underscore planning. And then all of those are red folders. If you can just try to imagine this for a second. So anything that starts with a zero is essentially related to business, planning, organization, kind of like just the business side of things, like the business setup and organization. Anything with a one in front of it, 1.0 underscore tripod model and assets, 1.1 underscore tripod clients, 1.2 underscore tripod launch, 1.3 underscore tripod system. Like I use a one point something to label anything that relates to my core offer, which is my tripod content system. So, you know, and I have five different folders there that it kind of branches off to, and then all those folders are green. And when you do that, man, you can just like fly through your Google Drive to find what you need. There is no, like, have you ever had that moment when you need to find something in your Google Drive? And you're like, God, where is this at? I can't find this anywhere. It's because you don't have a cadence, organization, hierarchy, things like that to keep it streamlined. You got to have that. And if you don't, then you're going to always feel that moment of feeling lost, right? Okay. The third software that I use to maintain organization in my life is ClickUp. ClickUp is amazing. ClickUp is kind of a new software in my life. Something that I was introduced to some time ago. Actually, I just saw multiple people were using it. I was like, let me check this thing out. Got into it. Love it. It's what I use for project management, specifically with my team. It's kind of like the hub between me and my team, as far as mainly right now what I'm using it for is for content management. So, you know, with my tripod system, like the central command center is in ClickUp. You know, I've got all the workflow. I've got, you know, one thing that's really cool about ClickUp is you can actually import your Google Docs and Google Sheets right into a space. So you can kind of see I think their tagline is like one app for everything. And it really is. I mean, you really can import and kind of create your workspace that takes the best of other apps and merges it into one hub for you. And it's great for project management. You can assign tasks. You can do a lot with ClickUp. I probably only use, you know, maybe 10 to 20% of its full functionality because it's so powerful and what it can do. So ClickUp project management, I'll definitely make sure I put a link in the show notes for ClickUp. You know, if you want to get your hands on it. And then, the last thing that I use, the last piece of software, is Slack. And Slack is basically just a communication tool. And it with my team and my clients specifically, you can organize channels and direct messaging. And it's just a really strong tool for communication. A lot of people, actually a couple of people who I am a client for also use Slack. So it just keeps everything in one place for your communication. It's easy to kind of bounce around between workspaces and, you know, all of those different messages and things going on in your business. I mean, it can get really overwhelming trying to like messages or things can kind of slip through the cracks. Well, with Slack, it definitely takes that away and it makes things a lot more streamlined in terms of how you communicate with your team and with your clients. So it's easy to just kind of keep up with that. So those are my four tools for organizing your life. I hope this helps. I mean, really, that's like the thing about this is there's other tools I use. These are the four that I use for keeping my life organized. It's not the four that run my business. It's the four that keeps things streamlined, that keeps things efficient, that prevents the possibility of something slipping through the cracks. it allows me to move faster and more nimble through my life and my business. So, again, like I said, there's so many other softwares and out there things that can help you with efficiency. You know, there's CRMs you can get into. Obviously, you know, that those are things that you need if you're trying to manage customer relationships. And I could have added that into the list, but I'm really just paring this down. Like these four could really apply to anybody in business, right? Some people don't really need CRMs as much as others. You know, if I were running some kind of maybe there's something I'm missing here because I haven't really, I'm just trying to think of an example, but if I were just like selling e-com products or, you know, kind of one click purchase type products and I'm not really managing a relationship, I don't really need a CRM, you know, to do that. Obviously having something in, you know, like an email autoresponder, things like that, you know, some kind of a software to that nature would certainly help in that regard. But yeah, so obviously there are some softwares out there that could certainly help you in other aspects, but these are the four that really just like put the nitrous into my gas or into my engine that gets me to go faster. So I will leave you with that. I'm at 21 minutes. I said that I would try to keep this between 10 to 20 minutes. So I apologize for lying. I'm a little bit over time here. So we're going to go ahead and cut it off. Have a wonderful day and we'll see you on the next episode. All right, take care.
Thank you for tuning into today's episode of the Introspective Podcast, where mindful entrepreneurs get their daily deep dive to uncover new opportunities, raise their state of awareness, and shift the introspective towards their next breakthrough moment in both life and business. And if that sounds like you, then make sure to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. You can find the show on Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and Amazon. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow here on the Introspective Podcast.